proposal towards the state government and the Queensland Police to maintain the building and to keep the building within the community for our historical purposes. Now, our last conversation had with the Minister's office was that we were supposed to have a consultation period through our local member, and the fact is that we just haven't had that consultation period.
So does the fault lie with your local member or with the government? Where are you concerned?
Well, our concerns will lie with the government and the Queensland State Police due to the fact is, you know, like our local member, Andrew Cripps, has moved heaven and earth and same with us to try to get some consultation and to have some response. But just nothing's come forth from that, mate.
So this is, in fact, a building that is owned by the Queensland Police Service. Why should it be given over to the community?
Well, the building's 123 years of age. It's the first police station for the Hinchinbrook Shire. We've got Sir Arthur Faddins, who was a former Prime Minister back in the late 50s, 40s. His father, Richard Fadden, was an actual police officer at that station, so it's got some actual Australian history to go with that, not only local history.
A lot of history there, but I understand the building isn't looking all the best at the moment.
No, well, we've got a hell of a lot of community support. We've got builders and electricians and, you know, people of the community that are willing to give us a hand to don a paintbrush and some sandpaper, and we've got a heap of community support to get that building back to its original condition.
I understand that under the terms of the auction, though, there are certain things in place that can't be done with the building. It can't be taken out of the region. Is that a good thing?
The building has to stay in the Halifax community, which is a good thing. But there's been no stipulation on changing the building's appearance or anything like that. So it may stay in the Halifax community, but from there, that's only the terms and conditions they've given it.
In terms of this building, do you know how much it's worth or what sort of price it may fetch?
Well, we've talked to the local real estate agent who's looking after it at this stage, and he's given us a roundabout figure between $8,000 and $10,000.
Is it not possible then that the community could pool resources together and take part in the auction?
That is a good possibility that could happen. But the problem we are finding right now is, under the rules of it to be auctioned, it has to be removed. From that, we are struggling to find an area to put it on. And then if we had to move it, if we had to pay somebody to move it, you know, to move a building 5 feet or to move it 500 feet, you know, you're in excess of $45,000. So it's a huge cost for a small community to bear. You know, but, you know, we're probably very, very limited in options on what we can do.